and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie.
All right, what was your worst subject in school, Elsie?
在学校的时候，我最糟糕的科目啊 ，Math was definitely my worst subject.
Mm-hmm, I know that feeling. Would you ever ask your teachers for help?
我会不会问老师问题呢？会不会请老师协助我呢 ？I seldom asked my teachers for help. I would ask my classmates for help instead. What about you?
Well, I was and I still am terrible at math.
Oh, you're also terrible at math.
Mm-hmm.
Same here. But would you ever ask for help?
I was really, really shy when I was young, so I didn't like to raise my hand in class. My mother was good at math, though, mm-hmm. so she helped me when I got home.
That was nice. 有妈妈在家帮你复习，真好。Mm-hmm.
I can say now, though, that I wish I had asked questions. I still don't understand a lot about math.
If I had asked my teacher more questions instead of discussing them with my classmates for a long, long time after class, my math would have been better, I guess.
Yeah, well, we're going to learn all about two people who have that problem today. So let's get started.
Put your hand up.
Natalie and Daniel don't understand their math lesson.They're afraid to ask their teacher questions. Are you like Natalie and Daniel? Let's take a look.
So, this is the answer. Does everyone understand?
Natalie looks at Daniel. They're both confused.
I don't get it.
Me neither. Should we ask a question?
I don't know.I'm afraid to raise my hand. You do it.
No way. Everyone will laugh at me.
Yeah, everyone will make fun of you.
I don't want that.
The school bell rings.
Good luck tomorrow. Have a great day.
Too late. We'll just have to stay up all night to study.
Afraid, afraid. My little brother is afraid of the dark. My little brother is afraid of the dark. Question, question. The reporter asked the president a lot of questions during the interview.The reporter asked the president a lot of questions during the interview. Raise, 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 raised, raised. Anne raised her head when the teacher called her name. Anne raised her head when the teacher called her name. Bell.Bell. We have to be in the classroom before the bell rings. We have to be in the classroom before the bell rings.
We begin today with the sentence, Natalie and Daniel don't understand their math lesson.
我们今天的故事主角 Natalie 跟 Daniel 不懂他们的数学课 Sounds like me in senior high school.
Mm-hmm. That's not all, though. Next, the article says they're afraid to ask their teacher questions.
而且啊，他们害怕问他们的老师问题 That's even more like me.
Now, the first vocabulary word is the adjective afraid, which is spelled A-F-R-A-I-D.Don't be afraid to learn more about this word. Let's find out what it means. Afraid is when you're worried or scared that something bad will happen. Let's use it in a sentence. My little brother is afraid of the dark. Let's say it one more time. My little brother is afraid of the dark. I know. I'm afraid of Ferris wheels. What are you afraid of, Elsie?
Oh, so Aaron, 你怕摩天轮啊。
Ferris wheels? I'm afraid of roller coasters. 我害怕云霄飞车。
Afraid
就是害怕的，等于我们说的 scared。那如果今天害怕的程度再高一些些，我们可以用 frightened 这个字。那例句提到呢，我的弟弟很怕黑，我们可以说啊 ，be afraid or scared or frightened of something。
Now we also saw the word question.What's a question, you ask? Well, it's a noun, and it's also spelled Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, question. But that's not all. Let's find out more now. A question is a sentence that is used to ask for information. For example, we could say, The reporter asked the president a lot of questions during the interview. Let's say that one more time.The reporter asked the president a lot of questions during the interview. I have a question, Elsie.
What's that?
Can you help me explain the word question?
Oh, sure. Question, 问题 ask somebody a question, 问某人问题。例如说呢，那位记者在访谈中间啊，问了总统很多的问题。
All right, we know about Natalie and Daniel, but what about you? The article says...Are you like Natalie and Daniel? Let's take a look.
文章这边问我们啊，你跟 Natalie 还有 Daniel 一样吗？让我们来 take a look, 瞧一瞧吧。
Now, what are they taking a look at? Mrs. Wong's math class. The article says, So, this is the answer. Does everyone understand?
好，我们这边看到了呢，是王老师的数学课。那王老师在数学课当中说到，所以这就是答案了，每个人都了解了吗？同学们注意哦，在使用助动词 do 或 does 的时候要特别的小心，需要依照主词的不同来做变换。我们一起到 Magic Box 来学习如何使用 do 和 does 这两个助动词吧。
Magic Box 找亮点
哇哇哇每个蛋糕看起来都好好吃哦
需要帮你推荐吗是要送人的还是要自己吃的呢
都要
好的那 Do you like cheese?
Yes, yes, I do
那可以试试看我们的招牌起司蛋糕哦 What about your friend? Does she like cheese?
I do, so she don't
英文里大家最头痛的应该就是第一人称、第三人称的分别啦，因为现在式里依照不同的主词，动词会有不同的形式，更别提还有疑问句和否定句啦。其实不用想这么复杂啦，我们就要分成两类，比如说你我呢就用 do 问，用 do 答，其他 he、she、it、阿猫阿狗都用 does 问，也用 does 答啦。比如小剧场里最基本的用 do you like cheese？这里呢，既然用 do 问，那回答呢就是 yes I do or no I do not, no I don't。那第三人称其实也是类似的用法，用 does 问 ，Does she like cheese？ 刚刚呢讲到用 does 问，那就用 does 答啦 ，so yes she does or no she doesn't。所以啦，只要跟着问句作答，就不会发生 no she don't 这种回答啦。这样你知道该怎么回答了吧？
What about your friend? Does she like cheese?
No, she doesn't. Not really.
What about lemon cakes? 我们的柠檬蛋糕也很受好评哦。
I love lemons. Do you take cards?
No, we don't. 这张是几点卡，小姐？
我再找找。What about me? Do you take me?
我可以洗碗，我很会洗碗。
No, we don't. 那还是小姐，你下次再来也可以啦。
不行，我今天一定要吃到柠檬蛋糕。不行，你等我，你等我。
It's like we can see Natalie and Daniel in math class. How do they look? The article says Natalie looks at Daniel. They're both confused.
这边的文章背景来到呢 ，Natalie 看着 Daniel， 两个人呢面露困惑，他们都感到非常的困惑，不知道该怎么办。
This is my confused face.
Wow, you look so confused.
Yes,
But why are you so confused? Can I know?
I don't know what the word confused means.
Oh, let me explain the word to you.
Okay.
So that you won't be confused anymore.
Okay.
Confused 这边是一个形容词，困惑的。I'm confused by something. 我对某事啊感到困惑。那如果我们要使用动词的话呢，则是用 something confuses me. Confuse 动词使人困惑。
I get it now. Sadly, Natalie is still having trouble in math class. The article says, I don't get it.
Natalie 还是不懂哦，所以就说了一句话 I don't get it, 我不懂。
So Natalie doesn't get it or she doesn't understand. What about Daniel? Let's find out. Daniel says, me neither. Should we ask a question?
Daniel 这时候马上说我也不懂诶我们应该要问问题吗
Hey Elsie
Yeah
Do you eat socks?
No
Me neither What's neither mean though?
Neither 就是也不的意思文章中啊 Daniel 说 me neither 是比较口语的用法也就是 neither do I 或者是我们也可以说 I don't get it either
So the question is Should they ask a question? Let's find out what happensNatalie says, I don't know. I'm afraid to raise my hand. You do it.
Natalie 接着说呢 I don't know. 我不知道该不该问诶。我害怕举手。你问啦。
Now, Natalie is afraid to raise her hand. Raise is a verb and it's spelled R-A-I-S-E, raise. Let's take a closer look at the meaning. The verb raise means to move or lift something to a higher place. For example, Anne raised her head when the teacher called her name. Let's say that one more time. Anne raised her head when the teacher called her name.
Yes, Erin.
Can you help me teach raise?
Of course.
Okay.
Raise 是动词举起的意思。例句提到呢，当老师叫到他的名字的时候Anne 抬起了头来，所以呢，我们 raise 也可以解释为抬起来哦。那另外呢 ，raise 还有很多的意思哦。For example, raise a child， 我们说抚养一个小孩 ；raise money， 募款，或者是呢 ，raise a question， 提出一个问题。
Well, Natalie's too afraid to raise her hand. What about Daniel? He says, "No way. Everyone will laugh at me."
Daniel 这里也不要举手哦，他说 No way, 才不要嘞，所有人都会嘲笑我。Laugh 是大笑 ，laugh at somebody 嘲笑某人。
Now I wouldn't laugh at Daniel. Sadly, Natalie isn't so nice here. She says, Yeah, everyone will make fun of you.
Natalie 也这么认为哦，她说啊，没错，大家都会取笑你哦。To make fun of somebody, 取笑、捉弄某人。Did you make fun of your classmates when you were in junior high school?
No, not really.
You were so nice.
I was way too shy. Now, I'm sad that Natalie said everyone would make fun of Daniel. I don't think that's true. Here he says, I don't want that.
Daniel 就说了我才不想被笑嘞 That 这边指的是被嘲笑的那件事情、
mm-hmm. Now no one likes being made fun of, that's for sure. Just then though, the school bell rings.
到了这个时候啊学校的钟声响起
Now we see the noun bell here, which is spelled B-E-L-L, bell. What is a bell? Let's find out.A bell is an electric device that makes a ringing noise. For example, we have to be in the classroom before the bell rings. Let's say that sentence one more time. We have to be in the classroom before the bell rings. That's a tough one. Hopefully Elsie can help.
Of course, bell 是钟或者是铃铛的意思。那例句就提到了，在铃声响起之前呢，我们必须到教室里面去。
Now, the school bell rang, which means it's time to leave. Mrs. Wang says, good luck tomorrow. Have a great day.
最后王老师就跟学生说呢，祝你们明天好运哦，希望你们有美好的一天。
Now, why does she say good luck? They're probably going to have a test. That's because Daniel says, too late. We'll just have to stay up all night to study.
Daniel 听完老师这么说啊，就说到了太晚了 too late 我们必须要熬夜读书了
Well, Elsie, I think it would be much easier for Daniel and Natalie to ask a question. I hate staying up all night to study.
对啊，没有人喜欢熬夜读书。Me too, but we are out of time today, so let's go to our review time now.
Okay.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Oh, welcome back to the AMC A-Plus English Game Show. I'm your host, Erin, and this is...
Elsie, yeah.
Oh, Elsie's nose just fell off.
Let me put it back.
All right, today we're going to play a little game called Jeopardy.
Oh, what is the game about, Erin?
I'm going to give you a definition.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to guess the word power word.
Oh, 你要给我定义，要给我解释，我要来猜猜是不是我们的单字。
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But in Jeopardy, it's a little bit different.
Why is it a little bit different?
Let's give an example. If I say, this is an animal that goes meow, what would you say?
I'll say cat.
Okay, but in Jeopardy,、
uh-huh.
you have to ask a question. You say, is it a cat?
Oh, okay,、mm. so I always ask a question.
That's right.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
This is something that makes a noise like ding, 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 ding.
Ding, 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 ding. Is it a...Bell?
It is!
Yeah,
very good!
Oh, my nose just fell down again.
Uh-oh.
Let me put it back.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready for the second question.
We've got another easy one here for you. This is something that you ask.
Something I ask?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it a...Question?
It is!、
Oh,
very good!
I'm so smart today!
Okay, now we're going to get a little bit harder.
Okay.
We're going to move into a verb.
Mm-hmm.
This means to lift or bring something to a higher place.
把东西带到一个高的地方 is it a verb?
It is a verb.
Okay, is、mm-hmm. it raise?
It is. Very good.
Yahoo!
All right, well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for our A-plus English game show today.
Mm-hmm.
Elsie did very well, but she's not feeling so well with her nose today, so she doesn't get a prize. For A-plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Put your hand up.
Natalie and Daniel don't understand their math lesson. They're afraid to ask their teacher questions. Are you like Natalie and Daniel? Let's take a look.
So, this is the answer. Does everyone understand?
Natalie looks at Daniel.They're both confused.
I don't get it.
Me neither. Should we ask a question?
I don't know. I'm afraid to raise my hand. You do it.
No way. Everyone will laugh at me.
Yeah, everyone will make fun of you.
I don't want that.
The school bell rings.Good luck tomorrow. Have a great day.
Too late. We'll just have to stay up all night to study.
Afraid. Afraid. My little brother is afraid of the dark. My little brother is afraid of the dark.Question. Question. The reporter asked the president a lot of questions during the interview. The reporter asked the president a lot of questions during the interview. Raise. Raise. Raise raised, raised. Anne raised her head when the teacher called her name. Anne raised her head when the teacher called her name. Bell. Bell. We have to be in the classroom before the bell rings. We have to be in the classroom before the bell rings.